god.
Okay, so welcome everyone to the Rawcast, session 11, and I need to make some adjustments. I can see that now.
I was like, you're more cut out than me.
I'm not cut out. You're cut out.
Oh, is that me? Ow.
Sorry for the interruptions. As you can probably see, the basement is rearranged. Things are very different, and I'm not prepared. So I'm dealing with that.
Oh, that's me. Sorry.
That was me. So I'm downloading the clip right now, actually. So if you want, you can actually go ahead and read the disclaimer.
Okay, I'll slowly read it for you.
You don't gotta go that slow.
Do I have to get closer? Can you hear me from back here?
I mean, you sound fine to me, but you might want to adjust.
Okay, if I move like this?
Yeah, that's fine.
Can I still be seen?
Yes.
Okay. So our lovely disclaimer.
Oh, it's going to play. Hold on. I mean, you can. No, you can't say it. Hold on. This is difficult. I'm going
to
do this.
You are listening to a cassette recording of a channeling session from
just
the Raw Content.
That. That's from last week.
A series of 106 sessions that were conducted
that.
Between 1981 and 1984 using a form of tuned trance telepathy.
Well, this is the issue with using. Oh my God, this camera's crooked as fuck. But that's okay because we're kind of like we're level now. It's just gonna have to work for this week. The audio listeners are not going to know what the hell's going on, but that's okay. I've rearranged the basement, and we got some new furniture. And I'm still trying to figure out how we want to do this. I want it to be more a conversation piece so we can look at each other more and stuff like that. So it might actually be beneficial to get my other desk down here, but that's going to be a pain in the butt to get that down here. Anyways, we can talk about it later. That's not important for the show. So let's go ahead. I know you're peeping over there. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'll be okay.
Are you going to be able to read? All right, so we're going to go ahead and do our disclaimer, and then the clip should be ready.
Okay.
Ideally.
Okay. You good now? I can go now?
Yeah, we should be good.
So, we are not experts. We do not claim to be spiritual gurus.
As if tonight isn't clear enough of that. We are not fucking experts. We are just two dudes doing a thing.
We do not claim to be spiritual experts.
Spiritual gurus.
Or gurus. Same thing. These episodes contain our
it's one of them nights.
These episodes contain our interpretations of the materials discussed. We implore you to not take our interpretation as the only understanding of the materials. The materials themselves are the only authoritative sources available. We encourage all listeners and viewers taking in our content to use their own discernment in regards to materials we have discussed and are discussing. If one feels any attractive interest in the materials discussed herein, it is our perception that one should access the source material in their own study to come to their own conclusions. Links will be provided.
I don't ever change that one, so it's kind of always already there.
I already read that. Links will be provided, which now you don't have. Thank you for your continued support and drive towards spiritual polarization, and welcome to the family.
Is it just me, or does it seem like you're kind of yelling?
That was the point.
Okay.
I was trying to be funny with it.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and pop into this clip, which means I gotta get up and over to there to mute us.
Wait, we should... Well, okay.
Should mount it on the wall. Like
I was
going to
say, you can put it here.
Yeah, but the printer's there.
Well, we can move the printer over there. We don't need this for the podcast.
Enjoy the clip, everybody.
You are listening to a cassette recording of a channeling session from The Raw Contact, a series of 106 sessions that were conducted between 1981 and 1984 using a form of tuned trance telepathy. Throughout these sessions, a group of entities identified as Ra shared information regarding the Law of One, spiritual evolution, and a variety of esoteric topics through a series of questions and answers. The full text transcript of these recorded sessions can be read for free at lnlresearch.org, where you can also learn more about this audio and its origins. This recording is intended for personal study and is not available for commercial use. Please contact LNL Research if you wish to use this audio in any other way.
2881, Ra 11, January 2881, Ra.
Most important of the entities are the questioner and the vibratory sound complex, Jim, the two entities additional aid the instruments comfort by energizing the instrument with their abilities to share the physical energy complex, which is a portion of your love vibration.
He said yesterday that Bolendeck was destroyed due to warfare. Would, if Bolendeck...
Okay, so as you heard from that, this session gets in a little bit more to some minor details of the channeling process, as well as some history, some more history of Maldek. Man, this desk is, you can hear everything. So we're going to have to modify that a bit. These chairs, my chair specifically, doesn't really help, but that's going to be solved soon. Yeah, yours is fine. That's nice. This one's a lot. Man, I am so sorry to everybody coming into this one as the first time. This is not a good example of what we can do. Yeah, this is a weird space. So, are you ready?
Yeah, where are we starting?
What do you mean, where are we starting?
Are we starting from the very, very beginning? Or are we going to start with
1.3? Ross says this is a matter of small importance. So we'll just leave kind of that information there.
I was saying, do you want to start with
11.3? Well, they do ask, Don does ask if they can have some other entities available. So other people at the sessions, and then he asks if the number makes a difference, and Ra says the most important ones are Don and Jim. And the two other people that they are speaking about can aid Carla's comfort. I don't remember who these people were.
It just says name and name.
In the audiobook, Jim says the names. They're friends, I believe, of the group that they're all familiar with. And said just, I mean, everybody there, as long as they're aware of what's going on and they share the love and the friendship and all that, they're okay. Mm-hmm. Seems like you and I both are experiencing some pain distortions today.
Yep.
Well, we'll get through it. So yeah, let's go ahead and start at 11:30 and you can be done.
Okay. You said yesterday that Maldek was destroyed due to warfare. If Maldek hadn't destroyed itself due to warfare, would it have become a planet that evolved with self-service? And would the entities have increased in density, gone on to, say, the fourth, fifth density in the negative sense, or the sense of self-service?
I am Ra. The planetary social memory complex, Maldek, had in common with your own sphere the situation of a mixture of energy direction. Thus it, through unknown... Thus it, though unknown, would most probably have been a mixed harvest. A few moving to fourth density, a few moving towards fourth density in service to self. The great majority repeating third density. This is approximate due to the fact that parallel possibility-probability vortices cease when action occurs and new probability-possibility vortices are begun. Just a random fact there.
Yeah. A
little bit of mystery. Don't know, and you can't really foretell something when something else already happened.
Yeah. So is there a planet behind our sun opposite to us in orbit that we do not know about?
I am Ra. I was telling you about this before. Mm-hmm. There is a sphere in the area opposite your sun of a very, very cold nature, but large enough to skew certain statistical figures. The sphere should not properly be called a planet as it is locked in first density. And that's all they talk about on that sphere.
How would we not know if we orbit around the sun?
Because so does that other sphere.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. It doesn't just stay still.
Yeah.
But what if it does stay still?
It doesn't. It is apparently, according to this, it's got to be like polar opposite us. But for some reason, it's cold. So it's equidistant from the sun, or at least to the point where it's so far away we can't see it. That's the one that would make the more sense, is that it's so far away that we can't see it. But it's still somehow
opposite
in our system. So like further than Pluto. That's the only thing that would make sense. And for some reason, even though it's so far away, still holds a similar orbit to us. Like, that thing's got to be hauling ass out there to keep up with us to where we could never see it. Or the distance is so far, we don't have the technology to see it. Those are my two personal kind of conclusions to that. I'm sure science brains have other things to say about it, but that's not me. You okay over there?
Yeah. I'm scratching my eyeball and thinking.
About this super cold rock that's opposite the sun?
Yeah. Oh, science brain just wants to figure it out. I'm just going to stop.
You can't.
Go away, fly.
Don't worry about it. He's a friend of mine now.
Apparently. Okay. So, moving on. You said that entities from Maldek might go to... Some may go to fourth density negative. Are there people who go out of our present third density to places in the universe and serve, which are fourth density self-service or negative type of planets?
Your question is unclear. Please restate.
Now that didn't make sense to me either.
I just punched the microphone. I apologize.
As our cycle ends and graduation occurs, is it possible for anyone to go from this third density to a fourth density planet that is a self-service type or negative type?
I just want to clarify. I don't know if you are actually doing this. Even with the mic that far away from your face, it's about equidistant from me and my face. You can talk normal. It'll pick it up.
I am talking normal.
Okay. It At sounds echoey in my monitors, so I don't know if you're screaming or not. I just want to say, like, technologically wise, like, you can be back here and it's still talking normal and it's picking me up just fine. That's all I'm saying. And then you can get all up in here like this and start whispering and be like, hey, girl, you want some chocolate? I am wrong. We grasp now the specificity of your query. In this harvest, the probability possibility vortex indicates in harvest, though small, of this type. That is correct. And then, out of nowhere, change subject.
Can you tell us what happened to Adolf Hitler?
Oh boy, can I.
I'm trying to talk quieter now.
You don't have to talk quiet. I'm just saying, like, it seems to me like you're yelling, knowing kind of how you talk.
I do talk kind of loud.
No, normally you don't. That's what I'm getting at.
When I can't hear myself.
But you can hear yourself. It's coming through. That's all in your head. Like, there is literally no delay from mouth to mic to ear.
I still can't hear myself.
I can hear you just fine. Great. Do you need me to turn up your monitors?
No, it's fine.
Because I can blast them, motherfuckers.
Please don't.
I won't. I am Ra. The mind-body-spirit complex known as Adolf is at this time in an healing process in the middle astral planes of your spherical force field. This entity was greatly confused and, although aware of the circumstance of change in vibratory level associated with the cessation of the chemical body complex, nevertheless needed a great deal of care. I was fighting that burp that whole time. That hurt so bad. So we kind of, he pulls up Hitler and then we kind of get on the topic for a little while. So is there anything in, we've spoken about this before. Is there anything in there that you need some clarity on just that paragraph?
The only clarity I would like is the grammatical typos like actually occurring?
What typos?
In an healing process.
That's proper English.
But an is supposed to be before it.
Vowels, yes.
Yeah.
In classical English, an comes before h.
Okay.
I don't understand it either.
Neither do I. That's why I was really confused.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all.
Okay.
That's literally it.
So basically, Adolf is currently healing in our lower middle astral planes.
Floating around.
Well, I can't specify as to that, but there are, you know, there are perceptions and ideas to these things.
I'm still hungry. That's why I'm squeaking so much.
Okay. Did you eat all your food?
No.
Okay.
It comes in stages where I get kind of really hungry and I eat and then I'm like full. Then it settles and it's like, hey.
I've been so sick lately. Not eating is the best idea I've had all day.
I've been eating very tiny meals that fill me up very fast.
And that's good too.
Anyway. Is there anyone in our history that is commonly known who went to a fourth density self-service or negative type planet or who will go there?
Tries to sneak a little bit of future telling in there. Clever little scientist. I am Ra. The number of entities thus harvested is small. However, a few have penetrated the eighth level, which is only available from the opening of the seventh through the sixth. Penetration into the 8th, or Intelligent Infinity, level allows a mind-body-spirit complex to be harvested, if it wishes, at any time-space during the cycle.
Are there any of these people known in the history of our planet by name?
I am Ra. We will mention a few. The one known as Taras Bulba. The one known as Genghis Khan. The one known as Rasputin.
Rasputin.
I knew it was going to come.
But I don't know the Bulba. I actually don't know that one.
Taras Bulba?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with that one either, so we can actually... You want to pull up a wiki or okay. We're going to have to put something on this desk, I think. We'll try the blanket again. See if it'll mute some of the... Because, I mean, even... Touch this thing anywhere and it just goes right through these mic stands. So if you want to post that wiki in there, then I'll try to remember to put it in the show notes. I think I forgot to put links in the show notes last week.
Taras Dimitrovich Borovetas.
You sure that's the right one?
The other one was an author.
There's nothing saying this Taras Bulba isn't an author.
Well, I'm going to go with this one because he was a Ukrainian resistance leader during World War II.
Resistance leader sounds good, though. In Ukraine, they're with Russians. They're probably fighting the Russians. If I had to guess.
No. Taras Bulba is a romanticized historical novella by Nikolai Gogol.
Are they saying Taras Bulba is a story?
That's why I was going for the other one.
Oh, you checked the author one. That's what you're saying.
The author one says Taras Bulba is a romanticized historical novella by Nikolai Gogol. Gogol, probably.
I couldn't tell you. Because I don't remember this specifically, but if memory describes suits, they don't really go into Taras Bulba much at all.
Of an old Zaporozhian Cossack, Taras Bulba and his two sons. The sons study at this academy, return home, where they join Cossacks, and go to war against Poland.
Against Poland? Mm-hmm. So they were...
This is in the novel. This is the novel.
Oh. Well, the novel is irrelevant.
That's what I'm saying. That's the novel is saying what Taras Bulba is. The other one is Taras Bulba Borovets, or Taras Dimitrovich Borovets. Better known as Taras Bulba Borovets, after his nom de guerre.
So that's the one we need.
Taras Bulba. Pseudonym is taken from the eponymous novel written by the Ukrainian writer Nikolai.
Opus eponymous. Yeah. So go ahead and post that one in chat if you don't mind. People can check that out. And then I guess maybe open up an email thread to me so I can put all these links in the show notes. I seriously think I forgot to last week, so I apologize.
It's easier for me to just Discord it to you.
That's fine, too. Doesn't matter. It might come through on the stream, though, but that's all right. And then whenever you're done with that, we will continue, I think.
Oh, there's more stuff. Okay, there's new stuff in Nitro. It just popped up as a...
I know. Because it updated. That's fine.
Pin. Yeah.
Oh, you don't have to pin it.
Oh, yeah. Pin it.
We're running out of pins. I had to delete some.
There's only a certain amount of pins.
Yeah, you only get 50.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I do now. Because I was pinning some Amazon stuff for us to get. And then it was like, you got the maximum pins. I'm like, what the hell is that? It's just a hyperlink. Anyhow.
Okay, I'm going to close out these wikis now. All right. Moving on from Genghis Khan.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at my phone. Like, what was that? It was your Discord message.
From Genghis Khan, Taras Bulba, and Ra Ra Rasputin. How did they accomplish this? What was necessary for them to accomplish this?
All of the aforementioned entities were aware through memory of Atlantean understandings having to do with the use of the various centers of mind, body, spirit, complex energy influx in attaining the gateway to intelligent infinity. So basically they pierced the veil.
Yeah.
Not trying to have the pun of the band, but yes.
It's a good band.
I agree. Maybe they pierce the veil. That's why their music is so good, because it's cerebral.
Our ghost is still better. Check out Ghost.
I'm sure anybody watching or listening to this is familiar with Ghost.
That's not very true. Not
a lot of people. They've seen it on your laptop.
Oh. And I wear the shirts often.
Uh-huh.
If I had a beanie, I'd probably be wearing it.
Yeah. I felt like that was directed towards me. Even though I've said multiple times, like, if you want the damn thing, get it. Just like that new album. I sent you the email. Hey, it's cheap. Get it.
Did you?
Yes.
Anyway.
Uh-huh.
I didn't see it. I don't look at my emails like you want me to. Okay?
It's not that I watch to. It's just if you email me something, I'm going to reply to it. 100% of the time.
Yeah. Okay. Did this enable them to do what we refer to as magic? Do paranormal. Oh, huh?
I thought that was just a card game.
Okay, so did this enable them to do what we refer to as magic? Do paranormal things while they were
incarnate
here. That sentence doesn't make sense.
There should have been a semicolon.
Okay. Okay. I'm like, that whole thing just...
Yeah.
My brain.
I am wrong. This is correct. The first two entities mentioned made little use of these abilities consciously. My tongue just like suicided right there. However, they were bent single-mindedly upon service to self, sparing no efforts in personal discipline to double, redouble, and so empower this gateway. The third was a conscious adept and also spared no effort in the pursuit of service to self.
Where are these three entities now?
I am wrong. These entities are in the dimension known to you as fourth. Therefore, the space-time continua are no longer compatible. An approximation of the space-time locus of each would net no actual understanding. Each chose a fourth density planet, which was dedicated to the pursuit of the understanding of the Law of One through service to self. One in what you know as the Orion Group. One in what you know as Cassiopeia. One in what you know as Southern Cross. However, these loci are not satisfactory. We do not have vocabulary for the geometric calculations necessary for transfer of this understanding to you. So, we know kind of where they are going by this. One with the Orion Group, one in Cassiopeia, which I'm assuming is some sort of galaxy or cluster or something. Mm-hmm. And one Southern Cross. I'm guessing that's another thing, is another cluster or galaxy thing. You're agreeing. So is that accurate?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's like Andromeda.
Okay. So they're clusters.
Yeah.
I don't quite comprehend how Ra can't really say where they are unless it's because we haven't discovered the planets in those clusters. That's the only thing I can maybe think of. Like, we know the shape.
Like, yeah, that's about as much as we know.
And then we don't know what's there. Mm-hmm. And then also there's the thing of fourth density being both light and chemical body. So they could just be there. And then also space-time, time-space. They could be there in any point in time, either before their actual incarnation here or in the future. I think that's all to really get out of that. Unless you have a question, of course. Okay.
Sorry. Who went to the Orion Group?
I am Ra, the one known as Genghis Khan.
What does he presently do there? What is his job or occupation? What does he do? I'm sorry.
You ready for some cosmic comedy?
Yeah.
I am Ra. This entity serves the creator in its own way.
Is it possible for you to tell us how precisely how he... Is it impossible for you to tell us precisely how he does this service?
I am Ra. It is possible for us to speak to this query. However, we use any chance we may have to reiterate the basic understanding learning that all beings serve the Creator, basically saying, it doesn't matter, but we'll tell you anyways. The one you speak of as Genghis Khan at present is incarnate in a physical light body, which has the work of disseminating material of thought control to those who are what you may call crusaders. He is, as you would term this entity, a shipping clerk. I haven't been able to disseminate that really much at all until...
Like a shipping clerk? Like I work at Walmart? And
I'm thinking like a, almost like an, to quote video games in space, like a shadow broker kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes, it's like
taking kind of information, space Walmart. Sharing information. Yeah. Because it's all consciousness at that point, really. Yeah. So that's the only thing I've ever gotten out of it. I would love for someone to come in here and tell me, or email us and tell me, or tweet us and tell me.
They even know what that even means.
Somebody might have an insight.
So, what do the Crusaders do?
I am wrong. The Crusaders move in their chariots to conquer planetary mind, body, spirit, social complexes before they reach the stage of achieving social memory.
Like actual chariots?
It's explained later.
Okay. I was like, all I can see in my brain right now is Greek gods and goddesses in their chariots.
Mm-hmm.
Moving through the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, it's not like that.
Yeah, I didn't figure.
It could be.
I mean, like... Mm-hmm.
But it's not.
I mean, the chariots aren't actually there. You know, they're manifestations of things.
Well, yes, but they're still physically there. I think so. I legitimately think its higher density is coming down.
Persephone, hit me up. Core. Let's go. Okay, so at what stage does a planet achieve social memory?
I am raw. Aaron's wife is crazy. A mind, body, spirit, social complex becomes a social memory complex when its entire group of entities are of one orientation or seeking. The group memory loss...
I'm sorry.
That was beautiful.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. That was awesome. The group memory lost to the individuals in the roots of the tree of mind then become known to the social memory complex, thus creating a social memory complex. The advantage... It is one of those nights. The advantages of this complex are the relative lack of distortion in the understanding the social beingness and the relative lack of distortion in pursuing the direction of seeking. For all understanding distortions are available to the entities of the society. So basically, everyone comes together with the same idea, generally. Positive or negative? Is that the music or are my ears ringing? It's the music. Okay, perfect. The group memory lost to the individuals in the roots of the tree of mind then become known to the social memory complex. Or the social complex. So everything about, let's say you and I choose to do this. We're on that path right now, technically. But you and I choose to do this right now. Everything about my consciousness and everything about your consciousness is now open and available to each other. Social memory complex.
Legion.
In a way. Hive mindy. But it's more like... Because Legion... is more like the negative polarity.
Does this unit have a soul?
Yes, because there's still individuality there, right? In Legion. And the idea of Legion. And actually, even in the verses of the Bible, where Jesus goes to see that person, I forget who they are, suffering through torment, and says, we are Legion. We are many. Separation, right? So... some of that is shared there in my understanding. Some of that is shared there, but it's not everything because there's always that struggle for power. So you want to have something that the other doesn't. Whereas positive, it's like, we just know everything about each other. There is no judgment whatsoever. And it's just all love. And like, let's come together and be dope. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We're on 11, 18 now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I lost my spot for a second.
That's okay. 11, 18.
Then we have Crusaders from Orion coming to this planet for mind control purposes. How do they do this?
As all, they follow the law of one observing free will. Contact is made with those who call. Those then upon the planetary sphere act much as you do to disseminate the attitudes and philosophy of their particular understanding of the law of one, which is service to self. Though these become the elite. Through these, the attempt begins to create a condition whereby the remainder of the planetary entities are enslaved by their own free will.
Can you name any of the recipients of the Crusaders? That is, any names that may be known to on the planet today?
This is an interesting point where, had I done an itinerary like we had in the past, I may have just included a snippet of this. But there is some good stuff in here. I am Ra. I am desirous of being in non-violation of the free will distortion. To name those involved in the future of your space-time is to infringe. Thus, we withhold this information. We request your contemplation of the fruits of the actions of those entities whom you may observe enjoying the distortion towards power. In this way, you may discern for yourself this information. We shall not interfere with the, shall we say, planetary game. It is not central to the harvest.
How did the Crusaders pass on their concepts?
Continuing. I was just going to say, like, Rockham's in here is like, we're not going to infringe on free will, obviously, because that depolarizes. Don't really tell too much about the future. Once again, infringing on free will.
Silly scientists.
And then says, just pay attention to what they're doing. You should be able to figure out what path they're on.
Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's good.
How do the Crusaders pass on their concepts to the incarnate individuals on Earth?
I am Ra. There are two main ways, just as there are two main ways of, shall we say, polarizing towards service to others. There are those mind-body-spirit complexes upon your plane who do exercises and perform disciplines in order to seek contact with sources of information and power leading to the opening of the gate to intelligent infinity. There are others whose vibratory complex is such that this gateway is opened and contact with total service to self with its primal distortion of manipulation of others is then afforded with little to no difficulty, no training, and no control.
What type of information is passed on from the Crusaders to these people?
I am Ra. The Orion group passes on information concerning the Law of One with the orientation of service to self. The information can become technical, just as some in the Confederation, in attempts to aid this planet in service to others, have provided what you would call technical information. The technology provided by this group is in the form of various means of control or manipulation of others to serve the self. If you ever have any questions, just stop. Let's talk about it.
It's making sense to me so far.
Yeah, I mean, it's fairly self-explanatory for people who have been along the whole ride.
No. Do you mean, then, that some scientists receive technical information, shall we say, telepathically, that comes out then as usable gadgetry?
I am wrong. This is correct. However, very positively, as you would call this distortion, oriented so-called scientists have received information intended to unlock peaceful means of progress, which redounded unto the last echoes of potential destruction due to further reception of other scientists of a negative orientation distortion.
All right, I didn't even read the next question. That was actually my question.
Hmm.
Is this how we learned of nuclear energy? Was it mixed both positive and negative orientation?
No, I'm wrong. This is correct. The entities responsible for the gathering of the scientists were of a mixed orientation. The scientists were overwhelmingly positive in their orientation. The scientists who followed their work were of mixed orientation, including one extremely negative entity, as you would term it.
Is this extremely negative entity still incarnate on Earth?
I am wrong. This is correct.
Then I assume you can't name him and would ask you where Nikola Tesla got his information.
I am wrong. The one known as Nikola received information from Confederation sources, desirous of aiding this extremely, shall we say, angelically positive entity in bettering the existence of its fellow mind-body-spirit complexes. It is unfortunate, shall we say, that like many wanderers, the vibratory distortions of third density illusion caused this entity to become extremely distorted in its perceptions of its fellow mind-body-spirit complexes, so that its mission was hindered and, in the result, perverted from its purposes.
I had to Google something real quick.
Redounded?
No. I was on Reddit a few days ago, mm-hmm. and there was a bunch of stuff just pushing Nikola like hella hard. So I was just trying to figure out like why, like all of a sudden it was just boom, a whole bunch of Nikola Tesla stuff, like F you for burning down his stuff, you know, and like he's a great guy.
Taking all of his works and stealing it and yeah, like, hiding it.
Like there's just a whole bunch of
it's because all this Tesla. Stuff is coming out. And now people are realizing that the government took all of his things, but the ones that like they didn't burn.
The one day. That was it. Like, it hasn't continued. It was just
I wonder if day. Nikola has a day.
It might be. I don't know. That's why I was Googling. I'm like, was it his birthday or the day he died or... I don't know.
The day he was murdered?
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. I'm sure it had something to do with... all of, you know, stuff like this being more publicized. Because, I mean, I'm even of the predilection that, like, I think that's the word I'm thinking of. If not, it's okay. You can tell me about it later. But that there's a possibility that Elon Musk could be of Nikola.
Oh.
What?
I mean, July has already passed.
Uh-huh.
But there's an act now as of this year.
Of what?
Nikola Tesla Act.
Really? Some sort of electrification of the globe or something like that?
In Ontario. Ontario? Well.
Really? So in Canada?
Yeah, Ontario.
Wasn't he like, I think he was like German or something, wasn't he?
He's Ukrainian.
Ukrainian. Came over to the States. Yep. Got Jewed over by Edison. And now the Canadians are like, we're going to make an act for him.
Oh, sorry. Serbian.
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 Okay, that could be Ukrainian or Russian.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's in the area of the northern frozen parts of Eurasia. Sure.
Ontario declares Nikola Tesla's birthday local holiday.
No, see, well, that you said that was in July, though.
Yeah, so I don't know.
So when is Nikola Tesla's birthday?
July 10th.
Oh, interesting.
But I don't know why all of a sudden it just started.
Well, and what's really
invented recently, back in the day?
Recently, back in the day?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean. Like,
when he revealed it to the world, I wouldn't be able to tell you offhand. That's why we need someone like Jamie from Joe Rogan, just a little producer researcher on the side there, handling everything, and we just sit here and talk. That would be lovely.
I'm sorry. Ooh. It's just all of a sudden like, hey, there was a whole bunch of Nikola Tesla stuff before.
And you said it was just for a day?
It was just a day.
Like, and were you actually scrolling through Reddit, or was it just like a headline email like I get?
It might have been an iFunny, not Reddit. Hold
on. Well, either you don't have to show me. It's fine. But no, because that's kind of a waste of time. Either way, if something came out and people had a bit of an uproar over it, and then it just kind of stopped, it could have been one of those things like people come up and then, higher-ups and whatever squash it before it gets too crazy.
We live in a world where the last breath of Edison is still preserved, but the Tesla's lab was burnt.
Well, that's just because he was a foreigner in America and Edison took over all of his shit, so it makes sense.
Then you got the one where the world could have gone wireless before it was wired if we would have taken him seriously.
Yeah.
Like, there's just a
in a way, but yes.
There was just a whole bunch of stuff like this.
Memes.
Yeah.
Of Tesla.
Of Tesla.
Yeah, that's fine. That shit needs to spread.
So.
Because Tesla had clean nuclear energy.
That was the same day that I saved the Neil Armstrong, Neil A. backwards as alien.
Yeah. The clean nuclear energy that, you know, has no emissions and isn't dangerous and can power the whole world for free using whatever. I mean, Ra comes in later and says that there is free energy.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, there was just like a whole, what day was that?
Babe, it's already 8 o'clock. We need to keep going.
16 days ago. I'm sorry. I like Nikola Tesla. Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. How is Tesla's work supposed to benefit man on Earth, and what were its purposes?
I am Ra. The most desired purpose of the mind-body-spirit complex Nikola was the freeing of all planetary entities from darkness. Thus, it attempted to give to the planet the infinite energy of the planetary sphere for use in lighting and power.
By freeing the planetary entities from darkness, precisely what do you mean?
I am Ra. And there's brackets here. Ra's reply was not able to be transcribed due to tape recorder malfunction. Following is the gist of their response. We intended to speak of freeing those of your planet from literal darkness.
Would this freeing from darkness be
commensurate?
Commensurate, thank you. Mm-hmm. With the law of one, or does this have any real product?
I am Ra. The product of such a freeing would create two experiences. Firstly, the experience of no need to find the necessary emolument for payment in your money for energy. Like what actually I was just talking about with you. Secondly, the leisure afforded thereby exemplifying the possibility and enhancing the probability of the freedom to then search the self for the beginning of seeking the law of one. Few there are working physically from daybreak to darkness, as you name them, upon your plane who can contemplate the law of one in a conscious fashion.
What about the Industrial Revolution in general? Was this planned in any way?
I am Ra. This will be the final question of this session. That is correct. Wander is incarnated in several waves, as you may call them, in order to bring into existence the gradual freeing from the demands of the diurnal cycles and lack of freedom of leisure. So we get into asking if Carla's comfortable. Ra says it's well, everything's lined up.
And then they ask if there's any short questions.
Yes. So Ra asks if there, yeah, like you said, there's any short question, and there is one. So go ahead and go to 11:31.
I don't know if this is a short question or not, so we can save it till next time. But my only question is why the Crusaders from Orion do this. What is their ultimate objective? This is probably too long to answer.
I'm Ra. This is not too long to answer. To serve the self is to serve all. The service of the self, when seen in this perspective, requires an ever-expanding use of the energies of others for manipulation to the benefit of the self with distortion towards power. If there are further queries to more fully explicate this subject, we shall be with you again.
That's just the one thing I forgot. Ask if we can do another one later.
Yep.
Thank you.
The glorious closure of I am Ra. I leave you in the love and the light of the one infinite creator. Go forth then, rejoicing in the power and the peace of the one creator, Adonai. So this is kind of a pretty cool little phrase, quote here for Ra. To serve the self is to serve all. The service of the self, when seen in this perspective, requires an ever-expanding use of the energies of others for manipulation to the benefit of the self with distortion towards power. Mostly that first sentence. And that's because we are all one stuff. You know, the usual things we always talk about. Yes, there's an actual song playing in the background, but that's okay. We're talking over it. Copyright infringement is not going to be a concern.
It's like, I hear
singing. I heard a woman singing, and I'm like, yep, that's a song. And I don't know why that happened. Perhaps we finally got through the playlist, I suppose, of the tones that we had going on. Either way, it's okay. So,
what'd you think about this one?
It's very self-explanatory.
Yeah, this one is fairly smooth. Yeah,
not really a lot of. I was worried about the candle. Not a lot of things to be confused about.
Right. Well, and you'll notice that as you get more into it, everything just starts becoming more and more clear. The way Ross speaks, you start to catch up on their mannerisms and the verbiage and the word placement and stuff like that. And so everything starts to kind of make more sense at that point. Which is, like I was saying earlier, like people coming in the middle of this are gonna struggle unless they're familiar.
And I'm not too sure how to help to ease that throughout our sessions as we continue on.
Well, literally, unless we explain every single question, I don't see that happening. And that will make for extraordinarily long episodes that no one's going to want to watch and or listen to. Perhaps podcasts, but.
So if you have any questions, you can email us.
Do you remember the email?
therawcast@gmail.com?
Absolutely not. It is asktherawcast@gmail.com. Because you're asking us a question.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the email to use to get in touch with us. You can also just look us up on Twitter @therawcast. I believe the actual handle is therawcast01, and that's okay. You can just look up therawcast. We are obviously on YouTube. Speaking of which, I'm glad I brought this up to myself. The microphone is in your eyeball. We may be switching over to live streaming on YouTube, due to the crazy politics of Twitch. Not sure. We'll see how it goes. There are some concerns that have popped up over time about this kind of material on this platform. There are spiritual platforms that exist. But those are subscription, and I 100% do not want to put this behind a paywall, especially, well, I guess not necessarily the live, but the material itself is already free. So why would I want to, you know, why charge anyone for us talking about it? That doesn't make sense to me. We are, like we say at the beginning.
It's like slapping it on Patreon.
I mean, kind of, but if we were to do something like that, I would make it to where, like, you know, you subscribe to Patreon for $1 and we send out a sticker every month or something like that, you know, just to get something out of it. Like, I'm not comfortable with charging people just to listen to this because it's already there.
Yeah.
And we're just having a conversation. So why? I don't understand why someone would want to charge for that. We want more positive polarity on this planet.
Yeah.
We want everything to go that way. We want that end game for Mother Gaia. So why would I put that behind a paywall? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's just get this shit out there. Let's have the conversation. Let's work with people and let's be better people.
Yeah.
That's what matters to me. So, like, if anything ever came to a subscription service, all donations that we get will go back into the community or into the show in some way.
Research themselves.
Huh?
Or we can give it to research.
Well, yeah, that's why we push to go to their websites. So if someone's going to donate to us, I would much rather go to them, first off.
Yeah.
So don't donate to us unless you've already donated to them.
It's going to go to them anyway.
Probably. Or a space for the show to not be, you know, whatever the hell they're seeing right now. The basement. Put up a green screen or something and have have space behind us.
I was going to say, you can probably see the mess, but you can't really.
What mess? Over there? Mm-hmm. Oh, they can totally see all of it.
Oh, can they?
Absolutely.
I the only way I can see it is
just look from at the
that.
Live right now.
It's so tiny on my screen, I can't see it.
Oh, well, yeah, they can totally see it. And that's okay. This is going to have to be adjusted. I'm not totally happy with this. I just don't know what to do with it right now. But that doesn't matter for the show. So, everyone, I hope you enjoyed listening. I hope you enjoyed watching. People on YouTube watching the replay, hit that thumbs up button if you liked it. Leave a comment with any questions. I get the notifications and I will answer them as soon as I can. And subscribe. It would be cool to be able to monetize this to where it's just ads paying us and not people. I think that'd be cool, but not worried about it. We're not in this to make money. We're in this to share the information and help people. Listeners on the podcast platforms, please leave us a review at places you can. I'm not going to ask for a certain review. Go ahead and just throw out there how you feel, how you like it, what you want to say to us. If you want to yell at us, go ahead and do it. Probably better to do that in an email form so then I can respond to you. Because you're going to yell at me and I might have something to say. And you might not like it. It's probably going to be like, hey, Ross said this. Don't do that. what else is there? YouTube. Oh, yeah. And until we figure out the YouTube streaming thing, we'll stay on Twitch for now. There's just some things we got to work out. You'll see an official announcement for whichever we choose to do. However, I think that's going to be the end of the show this week. It's a podcast. You need to speak.
Yeah.
People can't hear your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm reading their website.
Whose website?
LL Research. They have all new, these fancy things on.
Yeah, they finally updated their website. It doesn't look like it's from 1995 anymore.
I'm just going through it. Sorry.
It's super dope. And then it's also still kind of broken, but that's okay. So, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next Tuesday. I saw the tongue already. I saw that out the corner of my eye. Good night, everyone. Did it switch? Yes, it did. Okay, cool.
Don't worry, there's more than one.
Tongue?
Yep.
I know.